Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast, Monday, June 26th. I'm Steve Hall, bringing you all the latest Liverpool-related news. Got some transfers coming up a little bit later on in the show, but just to start off with, the news that Luis Diaz is going to be Liverpool's new number 7. Yeah, Liverpool have announced themselves. Now, we went into this summer knowing that 7, 8, 9 and 10 number, the shirt numbers are all available. Alexis McAllister took the number 10. Now Luis Diaz has taken the number 7. Yeah, the Colombian forward will switch on number 23 that he's worn since arriving from FC Porto in January 2022. Obviously, he's going to refund himself all of anyone who bought the 23 with the new kit on. Will be personally reimbursed by the attacker with a like-for-like exchange. So he's going to pay the dough for anyone who bought a Luis Diaz new shirt with number 23 on the back. Take it back to Liverpool and they'll swap you for a number 7. That means now only 8 and 9 are available of the big numbers for this season. Will someone take them? Who's battling for them? I still think Darwin Nunez might end up with that number 9 shirt. We'll find out. But yeah, if you've bought a Liverpool shirt with Luis Diaz 23 on the back, get back to Liverpool and they'll swap it for you. But yeah, Diaz, the iconic shirt, obviously vacated by James Milner. Before that, it was Luis Suarez. Other esteemed legends like Steve McManaman and Vladdy Schmeisser. And Robbie Keane, Nigel Clough a little bit. Anyway, it's fine. Yeah, Diaz then. Diaz 7. It's got a nice ring to it, actually. Feel like he could go to the next level with the number 7. 23 was a very iconic shirt as well, by the way, for Liverpool. As we all know, thanks to Jamie Carragher and Robbie Fowler. But yeah, Diaz goes from one iconic number to possibly the most iconic number at Liverpool Footy Club. So, yeah, following in the footsteps of some Premier League legends and, of course, Liverpool, probably the biggest Liverpool legend in King Kenny Dalglish as well. So, yeah, big boots or a big shirt, rather, for Luis Diaz to fill. Right then, let's move on to the transfers. Before we talk about incomings, just one quick note on a possible outgoing. So, Aberdeen are apparently interested in taking Liverpool defender Reece Williams on loan for the upcoming 2023-24 season. That's courtesy of Press and Journal up in Scotland. Williams had a bit of a difficult time at Swansea out on loan. He was he played a bit for Blackpool, and then obviously changed the circumstances. They changed their manager, and I think then Liverpool recalled him because he had their own injury issues. But yeah, according to Sean Wallace of the Press and Journal, Aberdeen are planning a second transfer aid on Liverpool after landing Leighton Clarkson. Yeah, so they signed Leighton Clarkson on a permanent deal, but now apparently they've got 22-year-old Reece Williams in their sight for a loan. I think Reece needs a loan. I don't think he's ever going to be close enough to the first team just yet. Who knows? He is only 22 years old. He's got his whole footballing career ahead of him, and defenders, you know, young defenders just need games. So whether he's recently going to have a year and then come back and be involved in the Liverpool squad, or similar to Leighton Clarkson, go and get yourself in the shop window and get yourself a good move and earn yourself a career as a professional footballer, we'll find out. But yeah, just want to keep tabs on Aberdeen. Liverpool's obviously got a good relationship with Aberdeen with the loan and then the sale of Leighton Clarkson. But now Reece Williams could be up on his way to Scotland as well. So that is one to keep an eye on. Incomings then. When's the last time Liverpool had a summer where they weren't linked with a move for Jeremy Doku? Well, they're getting one this year. So if you were planning on this being the summer, then it isn't it. Because according to a report from Mohamed Toubache, let's go with that one. Been reported by, translated by the guys over at Get Football News France, GFFN. Liverpool have strong interest in Jeremy Doku. He's been linked loads, right winger, of course. He's still only very, very young. But it's been a while. We were linked to him a couple of times, hasn't he? Obviously, he left Anderlecht in 2020. I think Liverpool were linked then. They were linked in 21, they were linked in 22. And here we go again, linked back in 2023. He's only 21 years old as well. right winger, I do wonder, with the priority being in midfield, what Liverpool's thoughts are in terms of the forward line, because they obviously did lose Roberto Firmino. They've gone from having six forward options for the front three down to five, plus maybe a young player, maybe a Doak or a Gordon, maybe a bit of Harvey Elliott at times. But it's interesting, all the links have been to midfielders, but there's been a bit of talk about defenders, but here's another link to a forward player. I mean, personally speaking, I just don't see it. I don't see Liverpool buying a forward at all this summer. I think they're comfortable where they are for now. It could be something they work on next year. But he is just knocking away his name, is it? It's always there. It's always there about. Now, it's what the latest news coming out of certain Belgian journalists, at least, is that they don't think there's too much in it. That it looks like he's probably more a case of he's going to stay at Rennes for at least another year. But it wouldn't be a Liverpool summer without Jeremy Doku. I have to get his name in here. Right then, yeah, let's move on to the main story of the show then. According to Fabrizio Romano, Liverpool have asked about the conditions of Romeo Lavia deal and they are in the race. Arsenal have been working on this deal for 15 days, but there's not been an official bid from any clubs. Man United and Chelsea are also monitoring the situation, but they are not in active talks yet. We spoke about Romeo Lavia a couple of weeks ago, actually, on the show. We even Dan Dunn, the expert insight, about him as well, with the very, very lovely Sasha Tavaleri. It's funny because when we tweeted this morning about this show, and Sasha actually responded to our tweet saying, "You heard it here first with us, mate," which was nice of Sasha. Now, his reporting around this deal is that it's more a case of a Liverpool are definitely interested. He said, and he's tweeted himself, has the Belgian journalist, he said, "It's a huge fight for Romeo Lavia. Liverpool have a working relationship with Southampton that could help a deal. Chelsea have wanted him for the longest time, and Lavia has already talked about Chelsea with his entourage. And Arsenal have the best relationship with his agent about agreeing personal teams, but there has been no offer yet, and talks are on." He goes on to say Man United apparently are scheduled to meet with the players' representatives as well, but they are the most furthest away apparently in this race. But I like Lavia. So obviously, for those who don't know, Southampton defensive midfielder, only 19 years old, and that's where my question kind of is with it, is that the Liverpool want another young midfielder. They've already got Stefan Bacetic, excuse me. You know, Harvey Elliott's quite young, Curtis Jones is quite young. Liverpool have got a lot of younger players, and then they've got a lot of older players. Your Hendersons, your Fabinhos, your Thiago. It's those middle range that we haven't really got too much of, and Alexis McAllister, of course, helped fill that void. I do wonder if they go for Lavia, maybe they still get another one. My guess is I don't think they'd be comfortable with just McAllister and Lavia. Maybe they would have to be a third, but it looks like by all accounts that, you know, Fabrizio Romano saying, the Sasha saying the same thing, it looks like Liverpool are definitely interested in him. Now, if someone wants him, like I said, they're going to have to get him this year, because next year City have got that buyback clause that he can use. So it's definitely one to keep an eye on. Like I say, defensive midfielder. If Liverpool are looking for people who know what the Premier League's all about, well, he's had a season doing it. Played 29 Premier League games, of course, for a very struggling Southampton side. Played 34 games in all comps. You know, if you include the EFL Cup, of course, and the FA Cup. Predominantly, pretty much always as a number six, DM. A little bit advanced, a little bit of that going on. But in general, it was just all as that number six. I do wonder what that means for the future of like someone like a Stefan Bajcetic, the Liverpool CM as a DM. Does he maybe Stefan Bajcetic going forwards? I don't know, truth be told, but it's certainly on to keep an eye. It looks like there's a lot in it. It looks like there's definitely some, you know, what is it? Smoke without fire. There's never smoke without fire, so it looks like there is smoke, so maybe there's some fire behind that one. That's what I was trying to say. Anyway, I do apologise, that was a bit of a rant. But yeah, it does look like, I say, the Lavia stuff, I think it's definitely one to keep an eye on. I wouldn't be shocked if Liverpool end this season with their three midfield signings being McAllister, Thuram and Lavia. That kind of does make sense for me, so we'll see how that one pans out. But yeah, just want to let you guys know before I head off on this very feed a bit later, if you haven't already, you'll have Paul, Chris and the guys with the Redmen Originals podcast. But if you haven't checked it out already, Roberto Firmino, the best in the world, our exclusive, amazing docu-series, episode one, is out right now and it's on YouTube. It's completely free for everyone to go and watch. The feedback so far on the show, on the episode, has been absolutely fantastic. The last time I looked, let me check here, over 75, nearly 76,000 people have watched it. All the feedback's been amazing. Completely free. So head on over to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheRedmenTV, and go and check out Bobby Firmino, the best in the world, featuring the likes of Jordan Henderson, Adam Lallana, Ian Eyre, who tells the story about having to fly all around the world to sign Bobby, and plenty, plenty more. So yeah, do go and check that out. Keep an eye out for another Redmen Bite Size in your very podcast feed tomorrow, and I'll see you all soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.